Dear children, in addition to the great saint and pope, St. Linus, today is the feast of St. Thecla, and I thought that she would be a good one to talk to you all about on today's wonderful feast day. You see, St. Thecla was born and lived in a time just a little after our Lord had died on the cross. And she was born in Lyconia, and she, which is in present-day Turkey, and she was raised up in a good noble family with a fair bit of money, and because of that, she was well-educated, and not just well-educated, but she was very smart. In addition, she took well to those studies and was known at that time to be well-versed in many different areas of education, and she was of a pagan background, and she had an arranged marriage. She was getting ready for this. Her parents had found a nice, suitable nobleman that she should marry, and she was all prepared for this. And then one day, she happened to hear a person preaching out in the square, and that person was St. Paul the Apostle. He had come to her area and was preaching about the faith. And when he was there, she heard him and heard all the arguments that he made in favor of the Catholic religion. And because of that, she realized, boy, what he says is the truth. Absolutely, I have to believe this. And immediately, she realized that God was calling her to the faith, and she left everything behind of her old life and continued on this path of the Catholic religion. So much so that she even gave up on her upcoming wedding to that nobleman. She left it all behind to live a life totally dedicated to Christ, a life of what we would call now a religious life, where she would be there to pray and to do sacrifice in support of the good of the church. And as she did this, she even followed St. Paul around a little bit, not everywhere he went to, but to several different places, and was there to listen to him more and more, but also to be there to aid him in any way that he needed by, you know, different little things, either like cooking for him or, you know, doing some little jobs around the area that he'd be staying at in order to make his life easier so he could focus on the work that he had, which was to preach to souls. And while she was doing this, it all came as a very sudden change to her family. Her family loved her dearly, but they didn't understand any of it. They weren't there at the preaching of St. Paul, and so they didn't understand why St. Thecla was doing all of this. So they started to plead to her, and they, you know, her mom would come crying to her, please come back to your old life, come back to our house, come back and get married to that young man. And the young man himself too, he was very, very much wanting her to come back, and he pleaded, but what in his pleading, he didn't at all temper it by saying, well, she's obviously no longer interested. Instead, he became very, very angry. And he, by doing so, decided, well, if I can't have her, then nobody should. So he went and told on her to the government and said, she's a Christian. She no longer holds to the state religion. At that time, that was paganism, of course. And he said, she's a Christian. You should arrest her. And so they did. They came and to this young lady, St. Thecla, and grabbed her and chained her up and brought her and condemned her to death for being a Christian. And they brought her, and she had no fear whatsoever, but they brought her into this big amphitheater where they had lions and tigers and panthers, which they had starved all for several days, so they'd be ravenously hungry. And they brought her into this amphitheater and to put her to death by being eaten by these animals. Yet as she walked in there, the crowd and the animals all saw her innocence, all saw how pure she was in the eyes of God. And by divine miracle, those lions and tigers and panthers, which had been growling and being very angry and irritated, saw her walk out and instantly or as calm as lambs, it says. And they not only did that, but they walked up to her and began to lick her feet, as your favorite cat might do at some point, to walk up and lick your feet because they showed that they loved her. And so in doing so, many people in the amphitheater were converted, but the judges were very angered by this, and so they took her out of the amphitheater and realized, well, we have to put her to death some way. So they took her off and they built this huge fire, and they threw her into the fire. And yet she sat in there, unharmed by the fire, by not even the slightest little burn on her at all. And eventually, actually, the divine wind came and blew out the fire. And then they tried all these other various different types of tortures, and never once was she killed by them. And so finally they kind of gave up and sent her off, and she lived the rest of her life out in prayer and sacrifice until she died a peaceful death. And what we learn from this, children, is that God will call us at many points in our lives. And we always have to be ready for it. St. Thecla did not expect, when she happened upon St. Paul, for God to call her to convert her life and become a Catholic and become a saint and to suffer all these things for him. She didn't go into that day expecting that. But God did call, and she hesitated not in the least. She immediately went and followed St. Paul because she knew it was what God wanted from her, and she left all the things behind because God called her. And God will call us many times in our own lives. He's already called you to the faith. You're here today. But he'll call you to do many things, and some things that you might not want to do. But we have to have that same spirit of St. Thecla to be ready and waiting to go. He could be calling you right now. In fact, I know that he is. He calls you to be here at Mass. He calls you, especially the young ones, to be well behaved and to listen to your teacher and Miss Patton and to not fidget and goof around in Mass. And she calls all of us to pay attention and to be pious right here and right now, just as we are. And if we don't do that, we're disobeying God. And that makes him very sad. But if we do it, he's very glad and happy for us, and he loves us all the more. And he'll call us again and again to do different things, to be obedient to our parents, to do chores at our house, to do our schoolwork and our homework well, to always pay attention and listen to our teachers. No matter what it is in our life as youth, there'll be small things but important things. And when you get older, he'll call you to bigger things. And we have to be ready, at the drop of a hat, to go wherever he asks us. And if we do, one day, he'll ask us to come to heaven. And it's there where we'll rest with him for all eternity. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.